PUSLINCH, the show will go on. Sean Gouche has his permit to run his popular and elaborate Christmas display at his Fox Drive home during the evenings from December 19 to December 26. But it comes at a cost. Council decided to allow Gouche Christmas display with the condition that he pay for one police officer to manage traffic in the area for the less busy weekdays and two police officers to do so during Friday and the busier weekend period. Council preciously approved Guz's application under a new bylaw limiting such displays. That was appealed by a neighbor. On Wednesday, council heard an appeal by John Holford, claiming that the previously given permit for Gouche Christmas display is leading to several concerns. One issue is the potential for traffic-related accidents. One of our residents witnessed a child nearly run over by a car in the dark. As the child was walking to view the show in the middle of the road at 20 Fox Run, Holford told the council. Another problem is the traffic congestion caused by the display and its viewers. Because of the volume of traffic at the show, we know of personal support workers and home care workers having to abandon their vehicle on Gordon, Brock Road, walking into the subdivision to care for their elderly and ailing patients, Holford continued. Gouche also spoke at the meeting to defend the annual holiday event and speak to the appeal. They noted that there are only a few people against the display and that the council's response has been excessive. However, over time, I have come to determine that it is three or four who are strongly against it, including the Holfords and the Hogs, both of which wrote letters. Instead of operating in an informed and democratic manner, the township proceeded to create this bylaw just to restrict our display, Gouche said. Just leave me alone, Gouche went on to say. Mayor James Seeley took a moment to explain the necessity of the bylaw, permit and appeal. I wanna just make a point here. The only concern we have with Mr. Gouche Christmas decorations is the projector and the transmitter for the audio, Seeley said. He can decorate his house with as many Christmas decorations as anyone else can in this township. The bylaw officers are not driving around trying to police Christmas decorations and looking for people to apply for permits, Seeley said. This is where you're turning a residential area into a drive-in theater. It's not appropriate, Seeley said. In March, the council created Bylaw 2022-008, setting up a permit process for publicized displays in Pislinch. The problems the bylaw is meant to overcome are nuisances for the public and possible safety risks. On October 12, the township got Gouche's application for a publicized display at his home. Staff reviewed the application and on October 17, they decided that Gouche would be awarded their permit for a publicized display. On November 3, the township had the notice of application and approval for the event provided to local properties and other impacted parties. On November 10, the township got a notice appealing the permit given to Gouche for their display. In the following days, the township received two more letters expressing concern about the potential, upcoming Christmas event. Jesse Galt is the local Journalism Initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.